presentation of
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. It's also be broadcasting at 10:30 a.m. today at WWBC 1510 a.m. I was teaching this last week, and someone asked, they were from Palm Bay. I was actually teaching in Kissimmee, and they asked how they could get the broadcast down in Palm Bay, but they only listened to FM. The WWBC broadcast is on 100.7 on the FM dial as well, and that's pretty strong down in Palm Bay, Southern Brevard County, from what I understand. So if you miss us on 91.5, you might find us at 100.7. There are also some other corresponding frequencies, but if all of those things fail, you can always go to WMIEFM.com, find the Listen on Demand feature at the bottom of the page. Click on whatever day you want to listen to, download it, and you can catch up on the broadcast for that day. Today, I want to bring to your attention, there's a new men's luncheon that has started in Merritt Island. It's part of the Fuel Ministry. They've been meeting at Sonny's Barbecue down in Vieira for quite some time. And I've been able to attend a couple of those, but they are starting one at the Sonny's on Merritt Island this last Tuesday. I was unable to go. I was planning on going and got my schedule all discombobulated, due some unforeseen events, and was unable to go. But they will be meeting this week. Now, there's this coming Tuesday at the Sonny's on Merritt Island, just north of Merritt Avenue on the east side of the road. This week, this Tuesday, they will meet from 12 to 1, but after that, the meetings will be from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. This coming Tuesday, 12 to 1, but after that, they will be meeting from 11 to 12. And if you're a man able to come, It's a men's ministry, and it give you an opportunity to have a good lunch, have some Christian fellowship, and bless a waiter and eat some barbecue. You know, it's amazing the number of evangelists that I have that come through Merritt Assembly of God who have spent time in the South but now live up north. Why, I don't know, but they live up north. And whenever I give them an option of where they want to go eat, they say, you know, we don't have Sonny's Barbecue up north. And so a lot of them end up eating at Sonny's Barbecue because that's something that they don't get. But we have it right here on Merritt Island, and so we will hope to see you there in the coming weeks. So I'm really, really very, very excited about Isaiah chapter 60. We're going to turn there today. I'm going to read it for you all the way through. And then we're going to begin touching on it. Most of the time, I don't touch on most of the verses, but as I was looking at this verse at this chapter, almost every verse has a truth that will be a life-giving truth for you. And so I want to focus on those things as we go through. So let's look at Isaiah chapter 60. I want to remind you to, if you do not have a church home, to come check us out at Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. You can check us out on the internet. We have a webpage, merrittassembly.com. There are updates and sermon clips that show up on our Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page, like us, and then you will have access to some of our announcements, our coming events. We've got a special Sunday night planned for February the 5th. We'll be watching a football game. We'll have some board games going on. And at halftime, we're going to have a wings contest that we'll be voting on, as well as a gospel presentation. And so if you have an opportunity to come and be a part of that, that special start time for that will be at 6 o'clock. And then the kickoff starts at 6:30. We will be monitoring the game. We are going to make sure that things are presented in a godly manner. And so that will be coming up on February the 5th. And if the Green Bay Packers happen to be in that game, all the better. And I'll just stop there before I get into any more trouble about I'll describe my favorite. I won't describe my least favorite. So Isaiah chapter 60, let's begin today to get into the Word of God. Verse number 1, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The multitudes of camels shall cover your land. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba, shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall ascend with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these who fly like a cloud and like doves to their roost? Surely the coastlands shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them, to the name of the Lord your God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and their king shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Therefore your gate shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles, and their kings in procession. For the nation and kingdom which will not serve you shall perish, and those nations shall be utterly ruined. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the pine, and the box tree together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. All the sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you, and all those who despised you shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion, of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated so that no one went through you, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. You shall drink the milk of the Gentiles and milk the breast of kings. You shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. And instead of stones, iron. I will also make your officers peace and your magistrates righteousness. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Also your people shall all be righteous, they shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. What a tremendous, tremendous passage of Scripture. So there are a lot of promises that are made here in this passage that God has for his people. But they are all conditional promises. They are promises that will come to pass once what God asks of us to do will be done. And so I don't want you to ever take these things out of context. I want you to look at them. I want you to see this is the prerequisite. This is what is required before we see this take place. And so if you are going through a difficult season, I want you to know I'm sharing this message with our church. I believe that this is, you know, a lot of times we spend so much time trying to figure out what God's will is and trying to find out what to do. And a lot of times it's right there in front of our face. He tells us what we are supposed to do. So here in verse number one, it quite simply says, arise, arise. You and I, now I looked up the definition. It means to get up or stand up from a sitting or a lying down position. It means to emerge from a chair or to rise up. In other words, there is something, when I see the word emerge there, I think of an emergency. I think of something that is breaking through on the horizon that it says, okay, there is something here that is going to require a change in my posture. It's going to require a change in my demeanor. It's going to have to involve a change in my growth process. I'm going to need to arise. I'm going to need to stand up in this process here. You know, so many times we live in a convenience-based society where we want everything to be nice and easy. And sometimes God says, I am waiting for my people to arise. I'm waiting for them to start being about the master's business. We can come up with a gazillion reasons why not to do something, and God is waiting for us. He is looking for us. This passage actually describes in this chapter here that the timetable of God can be sped up or it can be slowed down. You might think that that's strange, but I will point it out to you when we get there. So you and I, we need to say, okay, I am ready for God to do what he wants to do. And so I'm going to take my position. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to take my place, and I am going to get ready to do what God asked me to do. So I want to encourage you to arise. I've told you the story before. I was called to be a pastor when I was less than 9 years old. I was telling people in kindergarten that God had called me to be a pastor. I did not come from a pastor's family. I came from a pipe fitter's family. My mother was a stay-at-home mom. Hard work was not anything that we were unaccustomed to. We rose up early and threw papers. Did that about fifth or sixth grade. And then again, when we got into high school, my parents had a large paper route. I have thrown hay. I have worked in a manufacturing plant as a pipe, a saw operator and a pipe threader. I know what it's like to work I've worked flea markets to make sure that my family had food on the table. I was bivocational when I first got into the ministry to make sure that my family was fed. I managed shoe stores and worked in the ministry. I was a husband and a father and was working full-time selling shoes and practically full-time when I would come home at night. So I'm no stranger to working hard, but we tend to think that all we got to do is step back and say, God, you're going to do it. No, God is waiting for us to arise. He is waiting for us to take a stand. This is a directive by the Spirit of God to God's people and say, get up and get ready for what I am about to do in this society. And he says, when you get up, I want you to shine. I've told you before, I'm a natural introvert. Oh, I was telling you about my background. And I had that call to be in the ministry, but I really wasn't doing too much other than going to church until one day a person challenged me in an interview for a scholarship. And they said, what are you doing now? And I didn't get the scholarship, but what I did get was a swift kick in the pants that God said, it's time for you to arise. It's time for you to quit fooling around. It's time for you to quit twiddling your thumbs and get about pursuing the call that I have for you. So I want to challenge you to arise. And when God says for the people to arise, he gives them a secondary command, and that is to shine. You and I are supposed to be like a light that is set up on a hill. It's supposed to be a prominent place so that people can see us. When they need direction, it can be a reference point. It can also be a warning. Lighthouses have always been a warning to ships that were traveling near coastlines. Hey, you need to be careful because you are close to land here. A ship making a full steam impact with land tends to have catastrophic results. So you and I, we are supposed to arise and we are supposed to shine. We are not supposed to be buried under a bushel. It is time for undercover Christians to become a thing of the past and for Christians that have arisen to shine and to shine brightly. The definition of to shine is to be a bright or to be bright by reflection of light. You and I, we are not a source of light. We are very much like the moon. The moon reflects the light of the sun as it hits it. And I've seen pictures of the Earth and the moon taken from spacecraft on Mars. And the Earth does the same thing. It takes the light, and a lot of that is for our benefit, but there is a great deal of that light that comes from our natural sun that is reflected out into the solar system. You and I, we should be shining brightly the light of Jesus Christ. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. Let me take you back there. Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6. It's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. So if you're looking for Numbers chapter 6, I want to share with you this blessing, this priestly blessing. It said, the Lord bless you and keep you. Those are two very positive things. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I have been told that a refiner, an ancient refiner, before they had the modern technology that we had, that he would continue to heat up and cool down and skim off the dross of ore that he was refining into a purified metal, such as gold or silver. He would continue that process until he could see his reflection in the metal that he was refining. When he could see an accurate reflection of his face, then he knew that he had reached the level of purity that he was looking for. And God is a refining fire in our lives. And even though we are not made out of metal, we are body, soul, and spirit, God is looking to work inside of us. Listen, it says in Numbers chapter 6 there, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. There is a process that God wants to go through. It is not just him looking at us and saying, oh, see my face up here. That's not what I believe is intended here. I believe that he is looking for his countenance to be reflected upon us, that he is looking to be so involved in the process that we become an accurate and a bright reflection of the glory of God. So today, we're here on a Thursday. We're going to be here in this passage for a while, but we need to allow God and say, God, you have my blessing. You have my permission to work in me to whatever extent is necessary so that I am an adequate and bright reflection to those around me of the light of Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, I would be telling you, I don't want to sell this short. This is a painful process. It is a painful process. When you pray, God, give me patience, God is going to put you in situations where you are going to have to depend upon him so that you do not lose patience with people. Okay? And so the other dangerous prayer is when you pray, God, make me holy. Now, I don't want to scare you away because of the danger of it. I want to actually put out a compelling argument that you can't afford not to pray this prayer. Lord, make me holy. I believe Isaiah chapter 60 is proof. We as the modern church, we need to be praying this prayer. God, make me shine. God, come give me the strength to stand. Lord, if my legs are weak, strengthen the muscles. If my bones are insufficient, Lord, send forth your word into the joints and the marrow and give me the strength not only to be able to stand, but I can do everything that you call me to do, just like is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6. And when I've done everything else that I know to do, I will stand and I will shine. I will shine. You and I, we are called to be distinguished. We are called to be trophies of his grace. I don't want you to think that you are called to be a doormat. You are not. You are called to be a living billboard, if you will, a walking advertisement for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ living upon you. The reason that you and I can do this is because our light has come. Because arise, shine, and then it tells you why. For your light has come. Look, Jesus has already come into the world. He has already lived a sinless life. He has already been born supernaturally. He has already gone to the cross and suffered and bled and died. He has already risen from the grave. He's already given many infallible proofs that he is alive. He has already ascended to the right hand of the Father. He is already preparing a place for you that where he is, there you will be with him also. He is already done everything and provided everything that we need for life and godliness. I'm here to telling you, your light has come. He is right now interceding for you and I in perfect accord with the will of God. Your light has come. As a Christian, it is time to stand up. It is time to take off the filthy rags of self-righteousness and be clothed with the glory of God. Your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen up on you. What a marvelous testimony. Just as we have talked in previous chapters, where words are used repeatedly, and there's an emphasis there of God that we need. In Isaiah chapter 60, there is a word that shows up over and over again, and it's the word glory and the word glorify. It is something that God wants us to take note of because of God's glory. Look, I'm not here today because of my wisdom. I'm not here today because I was bored and I had some things that I needed to fill up my schedule with. I'm here because God opened a door for me to come and share the word of God with you. And I want you to know that whatever lie the devil has been telling you as to why you are delayed in the presence of God, causing you to stand up and take your rightful place in ministry in the body of Christ, that lie is over. Your light has come. The glory of God is risen upon you. Let it rise upon you. Let it reflect from you. It is the presence of God. It is the reality of His lordship over us. It is the radiance of His glory. That is what makes us a people of distinction. It is not our philosophy. It is God's word. It is His presence. And so I want you to know today that as a child of God, He wants His light. Look, there should be no total eclipses of God's children where the light of our universe doesn't penetrate and adequately reflect upon us. There shouldn't be anything that separates us from that. There should be no shadow that would prevent us from being able to radiate His presence. Don't let the distractions of this life, the cares of this world, don't let any of that come in between you and God, because when it does, it is going to hinder the reflection, the radiance that we can emit for the glory of God. And so I just want to share with you today, if there's anything in your life and it's sidetracking you from having as intense a relationship with God as you've ever had, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to take that out of your life today, so that God's light will shine accurately upon you and that the glory of the Lord will be risen upon you. Listen, there's purposes for this. I'm just setting the stage for a challenge right now. There's a reason for it, and there are blessings that come as a result of it, and we can't afford to wait any longer. Let me tell you what it says one more time. I don't want you to forget. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. That's a testimony the people in your sphere of influence need to hear today. God bless you. You have a radiant and glorious day. We'll see you the next time right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."